Ranking. Ever since the beginning of time, ranking has been part of the human culture. From ranking which rock is the best rock, to BuzzFeed's top 10 places to eat at and then die, humans love to rank. I propose we have reached a rankopolis, the end time of ranking. We've ranked till we can't rank no more, and that's why I've created this podcast, Rankinator, the ultimate ranking show. We take 20 items from a theme, give it to 3 contestants, and have them put it in order from 1 to 20 without knowing the rest of the words. I am the list master. I am the word curator. I am the one who keeps track of the listicles. I am your host, Kevin Scott Brown. Now, will our 3 contestants make the ultimate list, or will they make the ultimate stake on Rankinator? This week's theme is back to school. Well, hello everyone. It's Kevin coming to you live from the Rankinator studios. And today we got a little bit of a treat. We got a little bit of excitement and we got a little bit of a surprise. There's no guests this week. It's not because I haven't been lazy and haven't booked anything or the fact that I might be dealing with minor depression issues and really don't feel like talking to people. It's not that. It's the fact that I actually feel creative enough and I just wanted to do something a little different. We're going to just take a look at different things around the internet. And we're going to keep it to a theme, and I'm just going to give you my opinion on it and make up some of my own list. This is a Rankinator... Hang on. Put this away. This is a Rankinator exclusive. This is back to school. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to take it back to school. And then we'll put in a bell noise or something. Wake up every morning and, you know, whatever... God, what was that song? What was that show? Saved by the Bell. We'll put in some Saved by the Bell noises here. All right, so here we go. I'm going on the old internet. I'm looking at 2021 back-to-school supplies that are must-need for your children or whoever. You know, let's just talk about it. It's July, end of July, looking at August. We know the kids are going back to school, thank fucking God. And hopefully there won't be a pandemic that keeps them from not going back to school. So if there is no pandemic, there is, I'm not saying this is some kind of Q alt right thing where there's no pandemic. There was a pandemic. There is still a, oh my God, I have to edit this now. It's the end of July. August is ahead. For some reason, kids are going back to school and a lot of people are coming out saying, this is what you need for your kid to succeed at life. Let's give them the right supplies and tools to go forward to be a productive adult. Unlike you, you work from home, you have 3 dogs, and you know what? You know what? You're never going to get that promotion, Bobby. You're never going to get that promotion. So just give up on it. Maybe your kid can do something. Let's all live vicariously through our children. That's what I've been saying for years. I don't have any kids, but let's live vicariously through them. They are the future. Sorry about the earth. It happened. Let's get over it, kids. Let's get over it. That's the main takeaway here. Anyways, this is from The Strategist. This is their recommended by experts. I don't see who these experts are. Yeah, just recommended. We got 16 items in this article. 6 of those items are on sale right now. So let's go through. This is going to be called Back to School. Do your kids really need these items? I know. I was almost a teacher, but I got cold feet and I hate kids, so I stopped. So as a person with a history degree and a very minor education in child education, here we go. We're just going to go through these real quick. I'm not an expert, but I also know who's trying to bullshit you. So let's just get through it. Backpacks. Boom, backpacks. They're saying you need to get a Billabong Schools Out backpack for $40 from Nordstrom's. What the fuck is this? No, you don't need a fancy backpack. You don't need to spend $40. Go to the Target. Get a JanSport, okay? It's not going to matter. It holds books. I don't even think they have books anymore in school. They probably have it on like Kindle or something. You don't need a backpack. You need like a pencil case. Moving on. Next item up. The Holy Home Wheeled Rolling Backpack for $70. Oh my God. Do you have so many books that you need a rolling backpack like you're going through the airport? No, you don't. Ugh, this is hurting my neck. I'm getting stressed out. They're talking about 11 and 14-year-olds need and they love rolling backpacks. They don't have to wear them on their back. I can't imagine how annoying that's going to be. Because if you and I both remember, our schools are horrible. They're not well constructed. rolling these backpacks around on already busted ass concrete, wheels getting stuck, popping the wheels off. Your kid's going to come back after 2 weeks with a broken wheel and a ripped bag and be like, Mommy, Daddy, I need a new one. And you're going to have to spend another $70 at Amazon. That's ridiculous. We don't need that. Here we go. This is what we need. A John Deere boys toddler backpack. I'm sure that this is a general neutral backpack. Like, I don't see why it's a boys toddler backpack, but it's $19 on Amazon. Don't shop at Amazon. Get it somewhere else. It's a John Deere backpack. It's green. It looks fucking dope. Everyone should get this backpack. Even if you're not in school, get this backpack. It's really cute. I like it. It's small. It's going to teach your children survival techniques, if anything, because it's so small. What do you need today? Be smart. Strategize. Think about that backpack. You have limited space. Your life is limited. You are limited in what you can. Life is not infinite. You cannot go on living forever. You have to plan right now. Right now, what their future is going to be. So with this tiny backpack, I'm sorry, I know you're 17, and the kids make fun of you because you have a John Deere backpack, but strategize. What books do you need today? What books do you really need today? What lunch do you really need today? Think about it, kids. I think this backpack's the best one out of the options of the, what is this, three? The three options. Go with the John Deere one. It's cheaper. If it gets ruined, who cares? You lose it at the airport, who cares? Also, this is called the Strategist. Let's teach our children how to stratege. That's all I'm saying. Next section is a cute hand sanitizer holder, and it's a picture of a koala bear. It's called the Koala Palm Pocket Back Holder for $10. You know what? I guess for little kids this might be good because it's kind of embarrassing to go to school now with hand sanitizer. I would imagine the school has hand sanitizer. But then again, we treat our teachers in schools like shit. That's going to be a constant theme in this episode. We treat our teachers in schools like shit. Let's just be honest. This hand sanitizer, I hate the fact that you have to get a holder for it. Like, you can't just have hand sanitizer. You have to have a holder for it. But then again, you're 10, you go to school, you see everybody else has like a cool hand sanitizer holder and you want one too. I get it. So this is a maybe item. I'm putting this in the maybe item. It's not S tier. It's not F tier. It's in the middle. You can get it if you really want to, but I don't think it's necessary. It's not necessary. Let's move on. A fidget toy, a high unicorn mini keychain unicorn fidget toy pack for $11. You know what? At this point, I'm about to throw my mouse out the window. I had a fidget toy when I was in school. It's called a pen. I would click it in back and forth, and chew on it. I guess this is a better option because you're not going to eat ink as much, and it's got like little bubble wrappy things where you push it, go back and forth. That's fine. I think it's fine. If your kid really needs it, I think it's fine. It says it's a hot item. It seems like almost every kid has one. You know, I had fads in school when I grew up, like the slap bracelets, the Tamagotchis. You know, we all had weird shit as kids that we had to take to school because everybody else had it. So this is higher than the goddamn hand sanitizer holder, but it's a little bit lower than the backpack. I think this is fine. I think it's a cute little thing. All right, here we go. This is what we need to talk about. Water bottles. Bring a water bottle, kids. Let's bring Hydro Flask. Let's bring everything. Bring a regular flask. Get your dad's flask. Empty it out. Pour some water in there, all right? It's time to teach our kids that nothing comes free. You don't get anything for free in life. You have to fight. You have to survive. You have to fight for what you want. And if you want to drink water, bring your own. All right. Don't expect the school to give you shit. All right. We all went to school. We all went and got college and we all thought we were going to get shit out of it. And we didn't. Okay. 100%. Get all the water bottles. Get your friends' water bottles. Go to school. Steal their water bottles. Become the king of water bottles and then sell them back to the kids. That's capitalism. That's what we should be teaching our kids. All right. They got a good one for 50. They got a good one for 12. I don't shop on Amazon. So go to Target. I think go to Target. Go to Walmart. At least their CEO isn't going to space. Go to different stores. Find a water bottle or thermos that your kid can enjoy. I think that's fine. I think water bottles are fine. I don't, you know, there's a lot of like people who think that the water has fluorine in it and it's causing our kids to be stupid. But, you know, I don't know. Me think those are fine. Get water bottles. They're good. If it was me, I'd just get like a bunch of like plastic water bottles, like a 20 pack, and then open them up. And then when the kid comes back, when they're empty, just fill them up with water and put them back in the backpack. Cause like, I don't know. It's the same. What's plastic going to do to your brain? Me no know at all. All right, here we go. We're getting into some more touchy stuff. Here we go. Twisty crayons. Is it crayons? Crayons? Crayons. Crayons. Crowns. I usually said crowns, but maybe it's not. Whatever that word is. Twisty crayons and smelly markers. I don't know what twistable crayons. It's Crayola, Cristable, great, fucking tongue twister time. Crayola, twistable, crayons. Crayons, crayons, crayons. It's going to drive me nuts. This is the hot item for those elementary school kids. And again, hot items are hot items. I'm not going to fight that. You need it, get it. I don't care anymore. I would not teach my kid to be a follower of fads. Do your own thing. This is only gives you 8. Get a 50 pack, all right? Experiment with your colors. Don't just be stuck with your orange and your yellows and your blues. Find out what steel gray is. Find out what seafoam green is. Find a color that you can relate to and really hold on to. That's my only advice. Be adventurous when you're coloring. Be adventurous when you're choosing your colors. There's more than one color. I don't agree that there's only 2 colors. There's multiple colors. It's a spectrum. Literally, light and colors is a spectrum. Your child's art supply should reflect that. Anyways, next up on this list. If I'm going to rank this one, I'm going to say it's not very high up. The Mr. Sketch stenciled tip markers. Mr. Sketch scented. Oh, these are scented markers. I had those when I was a kid. They're very fun to smell. I love smelling markers. The best. Get those. 100%. A+. More markers, more smelling. I don't even care about the color. It's not about the color. It's about getting high. Okay, here we go. Okay, so apparently this I hate this list. This list sucks. Oh, man. I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit. Oh, my God. I just saw what the at the end is, and it's making me mad. All right, so here we go. Anything with PJ Mask, Pokemon, or anime designs. Wow, everybody. Here we go. PJ Mask toys, girl soft insulated school lunchbox. It's $20 on Amazon. You don't need this. Nobody needs this. Nobody needs to spend $20 on a lunchbox. Oh, I need to take a break. Like, I'm so mad right now. I don't even know what PJ Mask is. I think I have a friend who has a child who watches it, but I don't watch it, so I don't know what it is. I, you know what? You just need an insulated box with ice, maybe. It depends on what you're making your kid for lunch. Think about, as an adult, you should think about what you're making your kid for lunch and then put that in the lunchbox and then buy a lunchbox that fits that needs. It's not about the product and designs, okay? And someone who grew up on Ninja Turtles and X-Men, like, I wanted everything to have that on there, and I wanted to be the cool kid with all the cool stuff on it. You don't really, because it's not going to be economical to do what you need. Get what you need. Don't worry about if you're popular or not. Just get what you need. Which brings us to the My Hero Academia pencil case, which I'm probably going to buy for myself, even though I don't have pencils, and even though I don't really like Hero Academia that much. But it's really cool looking. And I think exposing your kids to different things is great. But man, I really don't know if My Hero Academia is a good anime to show younger kids. 12, 13, PG-13 I think is good. Younger than that, I'd be a little cautious about exposing my kids to that kind of anime. But then again, I watched Dragon Ball Z when I was 7, and look how it turned out. I'm great. Next up is a must-have. It's the Pokemon notebook for $7. Yeah, dude, notebooks are great. Who cares about the cover? I usually would take my notebook and rip the cover out. This one comes with temporary tattoos, though. Wow. Okay, yeah, get this. Get this notebook. It's got Pokemon on it. All right. Comic book for elementary kids. You can get Dog Man from the creators of Captain Underpants. Is that a comic book? It must be a graphic novel. I don't even know. Yeah, I guess if your kid likes it, get it for him. Teach him. I think reading's great. Reading's really important. Literary is very important. So that's high up there. And this is what makes me mad. It's headphones. Get your kid an Apple AirPod with charging case. $120. Jesus fuck. Your kid doesn't need this. Please. Please don't. And I'm just realizing that these elementary kids have phones probably. Oh my God. I can't even imagine having a phone. Being a teacher with kids with a phone. I mean, I just can't imagine a cell phone in a class. Like, I grew up where there wasn't any cell phones in a class. You know, I think we had them during, like, college classes, maybe. I don't think high school had cell phones. They weren't popular back then, and they didn't exist. But in college, they'd be like, you know, don't text. No texting during class. Keep your phone under, I had one teacher who had everyone put their phones on top of the desk so people could watch you, make sure you weren't on your phone. Different times, man. Different times. If your 10-year-old's going to school with a cell phone that you pay for with a cell phone plan, God bless you. Honestly, God bless you. I don't think you need this for your kid. What is he doing hands-free that he needs to Bluetooth into, you know? God, I'm just reading the description about a kid who said, I know a lot of kids in my grades who has them. Teach your kids that there's more to life than technology. Speaking of which, let's talk about the next item on this list, the Skull Candy Dime True Wireless Earbud Airbud. So if you don't want to pay that, you can get these $20 knockoff ones, which have terrible sound and quality and all that stuff. If you're really, I mean, this is like if you're going to trick your kid. It's like if you wanted Pokemon, your mom got you Digimon. I get it. You know, you can't afford the big stuff. Let's get you the knockoff. That's fine. A status phone case for tweens. I don't even know what this is. It's the item for the summer of all tween girls on the West Coast. It's currently sold out on Amazon, but you can nab it at the brand's website. What is this? Is it just a phone case? It's just a phone case that looks like a bolo tie. I'm lost at words. It's just strings that attach to your phone, and it looks like a bolo tie. I'm looking at a picture. It looks like a bolo. Like, it looks... God, what are you doing with your hands that you need this? You need your phone around your neck like a badge. All right, let's rank these items. I'm going to go through them again. Rank them from what I think is the worst to the best. All right, first off, number 16 is going to be those Apple iPods, AirPods. Fuck that. You don't need that. Toss that shit out, all right? And after that, we're going to go right with the Skull Candy ones, too. It's at 15. Please stop doing this to your kids. Number 14 is going to be the phone case. If you really want to get your kid the hot item, that's fine, I guess. But do you really need a phone case to be popular? That's weird, man. That's weird. Anyways, 13. Lucky number 13 is going to go to that lunch pail, the PJ Masks lunch pail. Yeah, lunch pails are important, but don't bludgeon your kid with something like that. Number 12 is probably going to be those Crayola twistable crayolas. You get a whole pack. You don't need the whole thing. Where am I at? Like 11? I don't even know anymore. 11's going to go to the ugly backpack that's cheetah print, the Billabong Schools Out backpack. You don't need that. And then right behind that, 11 should be the rolling backpack. Fuck that. No rolling backpacks. 10 could be the regular backpack that it looks like your mom's cheetah print underwear. Number 9 is probably going to go to the hand sanitizer holder. That's fine. This is where I get to the kind of iffy stuff. Like, maybe you need it, maybe you don't. Number 8 is the My Hero Academia pencil case. Number 7 is the Pokemon notebook. I mean, it's got those stickers. The temporary tattoos bump it up a lot. Number 6 is going to be... 6 is going to be the fidget toy. Let's do the fidget toy at 6. I think they're great. I think it's better than having a pen in your mouth. Number 5... Oh, this is where you get tough. This is where it gets tough. Number 5 is going to be the markers. The scented markers. You don't really need them for school, but they look like a fun thing. And who doesn't love trying to get high off markers? Number 4 is the comic book for kids. Books are important. Get your kid books. 100%. 100% get your kids books. This is top 5. Get them a book. Teach them to read. You don't have to get them the book everyone else is reading. You can get them something special. Teach them that there's other things out there. Like, I didn't even know what the different genres of books were when I graduated high school. I really didn't. I knew fiction. I knew nonfiction. But there's such a plethora of books out there. Number 3 is going to go to the $50 Hydro Flask, which I think is important, but you don't need to spend $50 on a water bottle. Number 2 goes to the John Deere backpack. Let's get those. I'm going to buy this John Deere backpack. It's so cool. And the number 1 item for me is the thermos insulated kid's straw bottle. Let's just teach them how to survive. You need a backpack and a water bottle, kids. That's it. That's all you need. All right. And those are my ranked from the strategist back to school items. What a fun time. Hang on. We'll be right back after this ad.
Oh boy, doing the dishes sure is hard work. If only there was an easier way.
I said, if only there was an easier way. Okay, well, I guess not. I guess I'll just do the dishes. With my hands. You know, like, thought maybe you guys would have a product or something? No? There's no product in this ad? Like a, I don't know, like a brush? Like a brush that does dishes? Come on. Okay, fine. Oh, wait, I get it. This is actually an ad for a sponge. Ah, pretty clever ad. Pretty clever. And now, back to the show. Hey, everybody. It's Kevin again. And this part of the show, we're going to do a quick dive into what I think are the best items for your back-to-school child or yourself. It took me a second. I didn't know if we're talking about children here or yourself. Either way, these are the items you need. Number one, you're going to need some sort of carrying device. I'm not going to say a backpack. You need some sort of device to carry lunches in and any other things you might need tool-wise in the field. You might need a screwdriver. You might need a box cutter. These are just typical things you need when on your own. This is more like a survival guide. Number two, you're going to need a hydro flask or a hydro pump with a set of water filtration devices. Something that you could maybe get to a pond water if you're thirsty, pump it out, and you're going to purify that water so that you can drink in your hellscape that we live in. If you live in California, you might want to pick up a fire suit of some sort in case you're in class and, you know, a wildfire breaks out. And I don't want to say that one will break out. I'm just saying if it does happen, you know, and let's not just put California in that. Let's put California, Oregon, Washington, and anywhere else where things are flammable. You don't want a fire to break out and burn you alive. Get yourself a fire suit and maybe a fire shield that you can protect one or two other people. And maybe bring a coin or some sort of device used to make decisions so you can kind of decide who is going to be in the fire shield with you and save their life. Let's see. Got that. You don't need books. Books are passé and they also catch on fire, so you don't want those. You need some pencils, some pens, maybe some sort of folder. Definitely notebooks. I would get about 10 notebooks. It's good for writing out ideas and notes and things like that. Maybe even if your kid doesn't like writing or you don't like writing, pick up a voice recorder. Those are easy to get. And instead of reading and your notes and studying, you just listen to your teacher drone on and on about the War of 1812. You know, like, we get it. The British came, they burned down the White House. What else do I have to know? What else do I have to know? It's ridiculous. Also, you should get your child or yourself a subscription to a museum of some sort, maybe. And don't go, just have it so that you can always point to it and be like, yeah, I'm a monthly owner of this museum and I'm smart. That's actually, the appearance is going to take you a lot farther than actual items that you need. And then finally, let's talk about dress code. I talked about the fire suit early. That's something you kind of put on over your clothes. So let's talk about what you're going to need for school, kids and adults. You're going to need pants. Pants are good. Socks are good. Shoes are good. All good things to wear. You want long sleeve shirts to keep the deadly solar sun off your skin. Maybe some sort of fingerless gloves so that you can still write and do things with your fingers, but your hands are protected. And definitely some sort of wide brim hat and sunglasses. That's going to also stop the extreme heat rays from burning you while you sit in class or play outside. Actually, do they even have recess anymore? Is recess even a thing in schools? Do they all just go outside and look at their phone and wait for school to start all over again? I don't have kids, so these are kind of questions that keep me up at night. Like, are there just like a imagine, if you will, when you go outside your office and everyone's on their phone smoking and just kind of meandering about. Is that what recess is now? Do people not play games? Tell me Tetherball survived. Please, someone in the comments, let me know Tetherball survived. All right, I can't think of anything else you'll need for school per se. If you're going back to college, get your will and testament set up so that people know who to take your things after you die. Also, it's very important that you have a will and testament set up so that when you die, or if you die, I mean, let's be honest, when you die, if isn't really a thing. It's not like if you're going to die. We're all on an expiration date here. I mean, this took a dark path. Let me think for a second. You're going to be buying a lot of expensive textbooks, and you need to make sure people know who those books go to after you're gone. That's all. That's all you need. Just some sort of sheet of paper that says, Tammy got my BO science class book, and Teresa, God, these names are terrible. I don't know what people's names are anymore. It's been a long couple of months. And finally, what you're going to need for that college student, you're going to need some sort of, I would say, don't get a debit card or credit card. Get yourself some sort of reloadable cash card where you can kind of budget yourself a lot better. Like, put $50 on it, spend it for the week, and then at the weekend, go load up another $50, and that's it. No more, like, just having unlimited money. If you can find $50, it's hard. Let's also talk about how you should probably start some sort of side hustle business if you're going back to college. A lot of people do OnlyFans. I mean, it's the number one employer after the pandemic and during the pandemic. If you don't want to do that, you could try becoming some sort of TikTok influencer. I know a couple of people that did that. And those are great sources of extra income that you're going to need. You can always just sell your blood, your body parts, and even stuff you owned on eBay. You can sell pretty much anything you want on eBay. And mind you, that's not for your college tuition. That's just so you can live day by day while you go to school. Going to school is like being an intern forever. You really don't get the wage increases or anything like that, and you're forced to get yourself coffee, which is kind of ironic. And if you're lucky enough and you do really good at college and you go real hard in the paint, you might become an intern at the end for a big corporation that'll make you get them coffee so that you have the chance and the opportunity to maybe get your foot in the door at a starting position. And isn't that what it's all about? Isn't it all about working for free until eventually your comeuppance come? And you can start taking advantage of the system. I mean, that's what we're all waiting for. I got to watch my grandparents go and get on Social Security and take advantage of the system. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm watching my parents get to that age and take advantage of the system. And I'm just sitting here going, me too. Hashtag me too. Someday I hope to take advantage of that system. You know, I just realized the metaphors I'm mixing here are not the best. I should probably stop. Okay, we're almost done with the items I think you need for school. Again, I'm pretty sure you're going to need some sort of, lastly but not least, prescription drugs or non-prescription drugs. You're definitely going to need that for going back to school. If you're a kid, you don't. No, don't. Drink juice. Juice, and then on a tough day, come home, crack open a Dr. Pepper. For an adult who should be listening to this podcast and enjoying the podcast, let's just say you need something to keep you awake, and you need some downers to put you down. That's pretty much it. Go to your doctor and be like, I can't sleep. He'll give you something. Go to your doctor and be like, I keep staying awake. Give you something. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. You're set. No more. And then if you don't want to do it, you can always just do it yourself. There's Google. Do your own research, right? That's what they teach you. Why would I get such an expensive history degree if I couldn't do my own research and know exactly what drugs I need to put in my body to survive? That'd be careless of them. I'd be so careless of them. I'm not going to lie. In order to save some money, I've stopped using my air conditioning, and I am sweating profusely, and I feel dizzy. So this might be a good time to start the next section of our podcast. Welcome to a new segment. It's called Truth or Fake. I'm going to read a list of ranked things, and I'm going to tell you if they're true or not, or if they're fake. The list we have today is from topuniversities.com. I mean, how can they lie? They're called topuniversities.com. We're going to read the top 10 universities, and I'll tell you whether or not that's true or fake. Number 10, University of Pennsylvania. Well, that's a big old fake. That school is not top 10 material. The school underneath it, University of Chicago, that sounds more like a top 10 material thing, right? Let's be honest, Pennsylvania, you need to get knocked down a little bit. I don't think I've known anyone who came out of Pennsylvania. Again, I live on the West Coast. I can't think of a single person I know that came out of Pennsylvania. Ever. Number 9, New York University, NYU. That's going to get a truth on that. That's a 9. 9's a good spot for New York. Let's be honest. I like saying let's be honest. My new catchphrase. Let's be honest. New York, New York. One hell of a town. New York, New York. The university is okay. It's a number 9. I get it. I like it. That's where it's going to stay. Number 8, Princeton University. I don't know anything about Princeton University, so I'm going to give that a true. Probably Princeton sounds like a fancy place that would be number 8 on a list. So on my scale of universities, so far we're doing pretty good. Let's just skip. I'm not even going to look up where Princeton is. I don't want to know. I'm clicking, but I don't want to know where Princeton is. It's going to make me feel bad. Is it Pennsylvania? Better not be Pennsylvania. I swear to God, if it's Pennsylvania, I'm going to be very upset. It just says it's Princeton University. It says Princeton University, Princeton, United States. Is Princeton a place? Have I gone my entire life not knowing where Princeton, United States is? I'm really starting to not believe in the credibility of this website when I click on something and it tells me that the University of Princeton is in Princeton, United States. It's in New Jersey. Okay, hell yeah, truth. Truth to New Jersey all day, bro. All day. I can't do a New Jersey accent, but I'm in solidarity, and I'm glad they edged out New York University. Number 7, Columbia University. You know what? That's a false for me. That's a fake. That's a fake for me. No thanks, Columbia. Too close to Columbus. And I think we need to stop idolizing that Spaniard who's... Wait, that Italian who flew the Spanish flag and brought pestilence to this country, America, wiping out the indigenous people so people like me could take it over. So retroactively, I say F off Columbus and Columbus University. I'm not even sure. I think it's in Ohio. We're going to assume it's in Ohio. Number 6, Yale University. Now, this one gets a true. I've heard a lot about Yale, and I'm going to imagine that people come out of Yale. And I'm going to guess it's on the East Coast, too. I might be wrong. I'm going to click it, and it better not say Yale, United States. Oh, my God. Here it comes. New Haven. I know where New Haven is. Yeah, okay, Yale. Yeah, it's up there, New Haven. Hey, no problem. Hey, you know, my Eastern, Western guys all sound the same. What's the matter with you? If these are offensive, I agree. Yeah, did I say this is true? I'm going to say true on Yale. It sounds like a fancy place. It sounds like a number 6. If my child, offspring, got into Yale, I would be like, congratulations. You've done more than I've ever done in my life. Number 5, the University of California, Los Angeles, as we call it. UCLA. Number 5, honestly, that's a fake. It needs to be higher. I don't know why University of Los Angeles is not higher. That's BS. It should be number 2. I'm looking at number 2 right now. It makes me mad that UCLA is not number 2. Number 4. This is a big old true. Big old true. University of Berkeley. University of California, Berkeley. As someone who's been to that campus, who's seen that campus, who knows people who've gone to that school, this is a true, I guess. I mean, the people that come out of it seem pretty smart and they do pretty well for themselves. Most of them have houses. I'm not going to be mad. I said I wouldn't get mad. But that's a true. Number 3 is also a false for me. I think this should be way higher. It's MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I did not know that's what it stood for. I knew MIT, but I did not know Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I knew Institute of Technology. What did I think the M stood for? Huh. Anyways, did I say false? I'm going to say false. Let's bring this one down. I think it should be lower. I'm sure, I feel like it's that place where you know people say it's smart and people should go there, but no one's ever came out of it. Like, it's some sort of eating smart people thing where people smart go to it. Smart people go in, but they never come out. I never met anybody from there. Have you? Are you from there? Let's wrap this up. We're almost done. Number 2 is Stanford University. From my point of view, this is going to get a good old truth. Number 2 for Stanford makes sense. Congratulations to all the young people getting into Stanford this school year. I look forward to you being our new overlords, and I look forward to your tax income supporting me in my old age. So, yeah, Stanford University, that's a true. I'm going to give it to you. And now, number one, you know what it is. It's Harvard, and that's a false. No way is Harvard number one in anyone's books. Harvard is a mythology. Harvard is a place that has been talked up so much that the hype does not equal what it actually stands for. Any of these other schools could be number one easily over Harvard. And I don't even know. Point to me where Harvard University has done a good job in any field that I care about. Has Harvard made me a better person? Has Harvard made me my clothes that I'm wearing or the vaccines that I'm taking? I don't know. I honestly don't know. And I don't think they did. And since I don't think they did, and that's the only basis I have to go off of is my own opinion, Harvard, you get shot down. You should go down to 6 or 8. And one of these other schools, give another school a chance to be number one. Come on. Give another school a chance to be the leader in our educational system. You know, honestly, I blame Harvard for all our problems. And let's be honest, with the honesty, Harvard, get the fuck out. And anybody else, take it over and show us how it's done correctly. Please, I'm begging the university system to dethrone Harvard as our number one school of all time. Get out of here. And that's been our segment of Truth or Fake. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I hurt my neck on that last one, posturating myself. I need to stop. I'm in pain, actually. Oh, God, if only this medicine was made in Harvard, I'd be okay. And we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Gee, Billy, I'm pretty bored.
Oh, don't say that. Maybe we could have some fun. Like, maybe my mom can bring us some snacks.
Jeez, I don't know. I thought this would be a fun slumber party, but maybe I should just head home.
Oh, hey, don't do that. I don't know, Let me call someone real quick.
Looking for a little excitement? Slap into a Slim Jim!
Ah!
Don't be scared, kids. It's just me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage, half decomposed into a zombie here to sell you Slim Jims.
I was gonna call for some pizza, but I guess it was Slim Jims instead.
I can't breathe. I'm having a panic attack.
Oh yeah, and I also hunger for the flesh of people.
I don't know, maybe we should run or something. Okay, I'm gonna leave.
Oh yeah, but I don't eat people anymore. I just snap into a Slim Jim. Oh God, so good.
Slim Jims. Definitely not made out of people. I just want to say that. I just want to say Slim Jims do not contain human flesh in it. But please buy our product. It's made from the cow parts no one wanted. Slim Jim. And we're back. Thank you so much. This is our final segment in our back to school segment of back to school rankinating. And for our last rank, we're going to rank the top 10 fictional schools of all time. I have in my hand a list of, in my opinion, the top 10 best fictional schools ever created. Please, come with me as we read them off. First up, at number 10, North Shore High School from Mean Girls. This is a movie that came in later in my life. I didn't really watch it when it came out, but a lot of people made me watch it. It's a good high school, I think. They got a nice little, the teasing and stuff. It's mostly about girls, which sucks. I mean, that's maybe not... Well, that's why it's number 10, is because they're mean to girls. Number 9, Greendale Community College from Community. Now, that's hitting me in the old home bucket. I remember going to community college, and I will never forget the horrible experiences I've had. And honestly, this show reminded me of a lot of things that happened in community college. And some things that didn't. And some things that were funny. And some things that weren't. So, good on you, show. Number 8... It's Shermer High School from Breakfast Club. And I enjoy a good club sandwich. And I enjoy a good breakfast. So I enjoy the Breakfast Club. And I enjoy their high school. Good mix of mean people and nice people. That's what I'll say about that. Number 7 is 3rd Street Elementary School from Recess. Now, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know how much I love the TV show Recess. So, of course, that's going to be on my list. And it's number 7, okay? Fight me. Number 6, the Faber College from Animal House. Who doesn't love Animal House and all the goofs? All the goofs are such fun. So I would say, let's put that in number 6. Why not? I haven't watched Animal House in like 10 years, but I had to come up with this list, and this is what I came up with. Number 5 is Bayside High School from Saved by the Bell. Wow, what a great high school that looks like. And I'm sure it's next to a bay, which is nice and cool. That's kind of the things I'm looking for. I want a high school that's cool and not hot. Also, I'm not looking for a high school. I just want to point that out too. There's only high schools. I literally looked for anything but high schools and elementary schools, and that's all I could find fictionally. You know what? I challenge people listening to just write their own fictional school that's cool, all right? Anyways, I'm tired of you judging me. Number 4 is Hogwarts. That's right. The magical school is number 4. I don't really want to go to... If there's an actual Hogwarts, and I was chosen to go to it, I would not want to go. It's not that I don't like magic. It just seems like a lot of pressure to learn everything I need to learn as a child and then dump magic on top. You know, it's like, let's do the algebraic... I don't think they did any math in those Harry Potter movies. How are they going to learn how to balance a checkbook? Any of them. I'm serious. Or science. They all learned magic. And don't get me wrong, that actually makes me want to go more probably. If I didn't have to normally like do the normal stuff and I could learn how to make a feather float with my wand. That sounds fun. That's why it's number 4. It's not going to get any higher though. Because the death rate at that school is enormously high. I'm not... If I had a child and that child was elected or, I don't even know, summoned, I know what they do. Do they have a process? Do you apply? They just pick you out of a crowd, it seems like. If my child was randomly picked out of a crowd to go to a magical school where I believe the ratio of surviving is more than 25%, I'm just guessing from the amount of people that die in those movies, I'd be a little scared about going, okay? But still, magic's pretty cool, so that's why it's number 4. Number 3 is Xavier School for the Gifted. Why would I not put the X-Men school in there? Are you joking? If you get to go, you get to be a superhero. If you have the superpower, I mean, there are a bunch of people who are like mutants that have like terrible powers that go to Xavier School just so they don't stand out so bad or feel normal about their weird powers. Like Eyeball Guy, who has a bunch of eyeballs all over him. Can you imagine? Going to that school and like people being like, oh, you just have eyeballs. That's cool. And going to a regular school and people like making fun of you. Man, I cannot imagine having much of eyeballs. I can't think of any other mutants that would go to that school and not have a good time. I feel like they could teach you how to use your powers to be a superhero. And that's cool. That's why Xavier's School for the Gifted is number 3. Number 2 is my favorite cult movie, Rushmore Academy, which is like Xavier School, The Gifted, but for the giftedly trained as being smart. I also enjoy the fact that in Rushmore, the main character got in on a grant because he was so smart. And that's how life should be. We should be allowing smart people who are not in the best situations the chance to flourish. I think everyone should have a chance to flourish. If there was a fictional school where people could flourish organically, that would be number 1 on my list, but there isn't. It's really sad. Get on it, America. And number 1 fictional school of all time, for me, personally, is Springfield Elementary. You can't beat Springfield Elementary. There's no death rate because you're all cartoons. I don't think anybody died in Springfield besides the teachers who died of old age. And I mean... You get to be immortalized in The Simpsons. Because once you're in The Simpsons, like, you're locked key in there. Like, you're never leaving. They're never going to take you out unless you're Michael Jackson. Did you guys hear about that? They got rid of Michael Jackson episode? Crazy, huh? I'm not saying that's crazy that they did it. I'm saying it's crazy that, you know, that it happened and that they had the guts to do it. Anyways, The Simpsons have been around for like a long time, and to be... In Springfield Elementary, not only do you get to meet all the cool characters that you grew up with, or at least I grew up with, you get to, like, you explore the halls and meet Bart Simpson and, you know, be an extra in the background. Hopefully they'll never have a storyline involving you. You know, I would hate to have that kind of pressure. I think I picked a lot of schools that where the pressure is very low if you got in. You know, like, you don't have to stand out much of Xavier's school. Xavier School. Xavier? I'm not sure how to say that name anymore. I think it's the heat. The heat exhaust has really gotten to me. Anyways, that's my list of top 10 fictional schools that don't exist, and but they did, this is where I would want to go. Except for Hogwarts. I should put Hogwarts down at number 10. I honestly, that place is a death trap. I don't want to go. Ever. To Hogwarts. Yeah. All right, and that is the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a good time. Remember, you can always check out our Patreon to subscribe and get cool updates and things like that that's going on in my life. You can find us at TRankinator. And yeah, that's it for this week. First time doing a solo project. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you're listening to this point, and if you've been listening up to this point, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to keep on ranking.